You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
I have to share with our listeners what was going on here in the studio over the last, half hour or so. I look up, because you know where, it's just the right amount of share.
Yeah, I'm like, ugh.
It's the Goldilocks amount of sharing. So I look up, and Jer is facing me, and I'm talking about something. I can't remember what I was even talking about on the
airport.
Radio. Talking about the airport, and Jeremy is like trying to motion to me, and he's pointing to his side, and he's kind of making a face.
Yeah, doing that whole arm, like, twisting my arm. I was like, oh, God.
So finally we shut the microphones off. I go, what's going on? And I got a pain.
Excessive chest pains. No big deal. Just, and then I said something like, it'll pass.
Yeah.
It'll go. It's fine.
So then, 15 minutes after that, he's like moving his left arm. And I go, do you have pain in your left arm? He goes, yeah. And I go, and you are...
It's a little numb.
Obviously, knowing you, you're going to ignore this.
Well, I was like, yeah, I drink a lot of green shakes. I run. It's going to be fine. It's going to be fine. I didn't get a lot of sleep. I've had a lot of stress the past, week, and I'm just like, it's fine. It's a little tightness, Dom.
What I liked is that, I'm intimating that this might be some sort of heart condition, and Jeremy's like, I'm not old enough. I'm like, dude, if...
No, it could happen to anyone.
If anyone is, like, rejecting the notion of aging, it's you.
And don't let him act like he's being all high and noble, because then he followed it up with, hey, can you have a heart attack on the air? It'll be great for ratings.
Well,
he's like, if you're going to do it while we're doing the mind bender or something.
Absolutely. No. Wait till just after the mind bender. But the mics need to be on when you have the heart attack. Because we need the audio.
Yeah. So I'll try to plan that. Okay.
We call it taking one for the team.
I will say, not only there have I been having pains, I've still got that lower back pain thing, like in my right kidney, that developed last summer. And it's still persistent. It's still there.
Well, I have no sympathy for you anymore because I keep telling you to go to a doctor and
again,
you won't.
I just feel like I pulled
How many
something.
Of our listeners are in a relationship with someone who refuses to go to a doctor? And I'm going to say, for years and years and years, mm-hmm. this was the stereotype of men.
Sure.
You need to go to a doctor. I'll tell you, the person in my life that I know besides you, who's the worst at it, is Gretchen.
She's one of those pass people.
She refuses to go to a doctor about stuff. And she can be like complaining about something for 3 days. And on the fourth day, I'm like, will you just go to a doctor? She's like, no, I don't need
They're just going to, say, I should go to physical therapy.
And
that's
isn't
what
it
is.
Funny because she does take that line. She always predicts what they're going to do.
Oh, yeah.
All they're going to say is
100%.
I'm like, really? I'm going to look at every wall in our house to try to find where your medical diploma is hanging. Where
I am 100% with your wife. Because that is a joke with me and my wife. We're like, okay, we'll go in, we'll talk to the guy. What he does is he will hand us a printed out pamphlet on what you could be doing to improve your condition. It's always a printout. And then he'll say, you might want to look into physical therapy.
11 years of medical school to be able to hand out pamphlets.
Photocopied pamphlets. And it's like every single time. So, so be it. I mean, I did go in for my physical, my yearly physical. I did do that. And I mentioned my back. And I had something going on with my knee, too. And then he handed me a pamphlet that says, here's the best way to stretch out your knee.
Well, okay. Did you follow any of the instructions?
Not a one.
Yeah, of course.
Not one.
Here's, after all these years of working with Jer Bear, here is my favorite line, because I've heard this come up at least 25 times over the last 10 years.
Yes.
Working with Jeremy. He will be suffering something. And after 2 or 3 days, I'm like, damn it, Jeremy, just go see a doctor. And you know what his answer, listeners, is every single time? Quote, I know my body.
I know my body.
I know my body. The funny thing about that is the way you make it sound like you are a unique creature, like nobody else on the planet knows their own body.
I feel like I'm very fine-tuned as to right. what is going on.
More so than anyone else.
I really do feel like that's a talent of mine.
Like everybody else wakes up and gets out of bed and they look down like, who is this person?
Where'd this fifth finger come from? I have five fingers?
This is not my hand.
No, some people are tapped into... whatever, a spiritual realm or
my
tapped
God.
Into the senses of things around them. I am tapped into my body. I know my body.
Let me just set the record straight right here.
I'm tapped in, Dom.
If spirituality is right here on Colorado Boulevard, okay, you are in Timbuktu. That's how close you are to spirituality.
I didn't say anything about spirituality. I'm tapped into my... I said some people, not me.
Yeah.
Some people are tapped into certain things, such as spirituality and blah, 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 blah. Me, I'm tapped into my inner workings.
Okay.
Yeah, that's not just, you know, some people are tapped into ghosts that come and talk to them. Me, I know it's...
I know my body.
I have this thing where I feel like I can feel my insides. Is that weird? Like, I kind of...
What's your spleen
know,
feeling
yeah,
like
now? I know what my liver is feeling. It's got to be an actual medical diagnosis. Like, I can feel, like, the feelings in my lungs, and I'm like, my lungs are
He's
healthy.
Closing his eyes while he's saying
I
this.
I am. I was
just,
like, my lungs
Let me
are...
do a play-by-play. He's got his eyes closed and his hands on his chest. I feel my
lungs. I feel
the
breath, and I feel the things. I feel my food digesting.
Our question for listeners this morning... who in your household is the one who refuses to ever go see a doctor? Because that's Jeremy and Gretchen. I've said before that you and I need to wife swap.
Yeah.
We need to do a partner swap here. But I'm talking about...
He has said it many times.
I'm talking about...
He's really into that.
But I'm talking about full time. Because I am got way more in common with Nicole, and you have way more in common with Gretch.
Yeah, there is. There's.
So
there's
we'll just
definitely.
Do an exchange... You get to keep the kids, but...
Whoa.
Here's Kim on the phone. Kim, good morning.
Good morning, boys.
Hey, you.
So what can you tell us about this?
Well, the first thing, Jeremy, if you're so in tune with your body, how come it's not better?
Answer that question.
In what way? What are you talking about?
You're so in tune with your body, how come your kidney pain's not gone?
Yeah.
It's a pulled muscle.
For a year?
Yeah. It was moving rock is when it happened, so it's a pulled muscle.
All right.
Yeah, that's all it is.
What? I got ice.
So my husband's the one who refuses to go to the doctor, and it was almost 2 years ago that he woke up, and he is blind in his right eye, and he started to lose his vision in his left eye.
Oh, my gosh.
I had to tell him I was only taking him to urgent care. And then when we were in the car, I was like, urgent care can't do anything. I'm taking you to the emergency room. They found a tumor the size of a grapefruit.
My God.
In his eye?
A grapefruit?
Crap. Yep.
Where was the tumor at?
In his brain.
Oh, my gosh.
It couldn't have been the size of a grapefruit.
That's like half your head inside.
It was.
Oh, my
God. It was
what?
Huge. Yep, and it wasn't until it started pressing on his ocular area, his eye area.
Nerve. My God.
Yep.
Is this...
Wow. It started pressing on that he went in.
Is he okay now?
He is.
Okay, good. Before I tell a joke or anything, I wanted to make sure that he was okay. Jeremy and I have stepped
he's
in
okay.
him. We've stepped in him before.
He's now dead. No,
it killed him, Tom. Oh no!
A grapefruit.
Is this one of those stories where it started pea size, and each time you tell the story, it becomes like
a kiwi,
ping pong ball size,
no,
and then
I
tennis
the
ball, and now grapefruit?
Do you have an X-ray of this?
Nope. I do have the MRI. I have a copy of the MRI,
the MRI
in my pictures.
We might need you to send that to us so we can post it.
I want
to
see that.
Send it to us so we can post it.
All right. I can do that.
All right.
Yep.
Kim, thank you for that. I hope he listens to you from now on.
He doesn't.
I'm glad you called. Have a great day, okay?
Wow. You too. Bye-bye.
That's scary.
See? You could have a tumor.
Nah, I know my body.
Good morning, Amy. Welcome.
Good morning.
Hi. So, what can you add to this?
So, I relate to Jeremy, actually, in that I was talking to a friend one day, and I said how I couldn't wear patterned socks because I could feel the patterns. And she said that I was crazy, but to look up something called an HSP, a highly sensitive person.
Yeah, yeah.
And apparently there's just a bunch of us that can tell very minute changes in our body, and we're just very fine-tuned into
things. So could you essentially close your eyes, and you could put on a pair of socks, and you could be like, these are polka-dotted? Or these are like plaid.
Really?
Yes, but it's super annoying.
That sounds super annoying.
I would think being an HSP is a curse at times.
It really is, but it's also really great if you're ever sick because you're like, I know exactly where in my kidneys.
Where it is, you can pinpoint it and say, start cutting here. I was just telling Dom off the air about something I heard about this weekend that I had never heard
of. Wait a minute, hold on a second. I just got a great visual. It's Amy lying on the operating table, and the doctor is about to cut into, like, her kidney, and Amy says, whoa, about another inch to the right. There you go.
Start slicing. Yeah, I was telling Dom off the air about another weird condition I just heard about this weekend is the people that can taste words. There's a news anchor that was talking about this, and she can taste words. So
it's called senescence?
It is senescence. And if you mention the word door, somehow she starts tasting like an orange or a citrus flavor.
Isn't senescence the thing? It's like it doesn't matter the sense. It's like crossing over. Like some people can, what is it, hear numbers, like numbers have a certain sound and other things have a color to them. And
so, yeah, if you hear a bird, you get the color red in your mind or something like
that. It's some weird cross-pollination thing.
But the one where somebody says car and you can immediately taste licorice, you know, that's trippy to me. That's crazy.
Amy,
that's a cool thing about your feet.
Thanks for being on the show. Have a great day, okay?
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, see you later.